Hello everyone, welcome to Greenwich Pantry. This is the Greenwich Pantry podcast, Life is for Cooking, the show where we talk about food, food and more food. Hopefully we'll be making you drool a bit more this month. This month is full of celebrations. Celebrations that include lots of women. Yes, Women's Day, Mother's Day, Mum's Cooking Days. Well, the list goes on. And you can even make up your own if you want, as long as it includes making food. So, let's get down to some interesting things. But first, let's talk about mums, and let's talk about how they have influenced us over the years. They're such wonderful, God-given people that we really simply can't do anything without. And I was just thinking about my mum and how she influenced, really strongly influenced my food habits. And even now when I speak to her, I can't help but hear her say, why are you getting rid of that water from the spinach? Because it's got all the nutrients in it. But Mom, it was frozen and I needed to rinse it. Okay. Well, we all have moms that influence us in one way or the other. Or if we don't even have a mom, we have someone very important to us who's cared for us, who has influenced us. And so today I'm going to be talking to my guest and sharing thoughts about mom and how our lives have been influenced by their impact. My guest today is going to be talking about her experiences with growing up and how her mum has influenced her food choices as an adult. Because, of course, it's the month of March and we are celebrating our mothers. We're also celebrating their legacy and what they mean to us and how they have instructed us over the years. And of course, food is a very essential part of what they teach us and what stays with us for the rest of our lives. So welcome to the show today, Ade.
Hi there.
And how are you doing?
I'm fine, you know, it's been a good day today and cooking as usual. So it's been a good day today.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Absolutely. I didn't so much when I was little, but I've gotten to like cooking, appreciate good food, appreciate cooking, appreciate fresh food now that I'm an adult. Yes.
So it's a good time for us to talk about how you got into that space of enjoying food and appreciate it. Obviously, it's a journey, like most things that we end up loving in life. It doesn't happen just like that. So how did it all happen for you and where does mum come into the play?
Well, I remember when we were little, and I was little, and I actually didn't like cooking. My love was reading, so I used to love reading a lot. And what happened was that my mum used to try and lure me into the kitchen by asking me to pass her. She would call me into the kitchen and say, and when I got to the kitchen, she would say something like, "Can you pass the salt?" And I'm thinking to myself, so you've called me all the way, pulled me away from my books, my Enid Blytons, just to pass you the salt. And I now realize that what my mom was trying to do is find a way to bring me into the kitchen in the hope that when I get to the kitchen, that she could, that I could start to learn and watch how she was cooking. Well, it didn't actually work because as soon as I passed the salt or whatever it is she wanted me to pass, I would slink back out again to read my books. I really did like reading then. But as time went on and I became a young woman, I found that I was the only person, actually, amongst my young friends that couldn't cook. And so I tried, one of my friends was a very good cook, so I tried copying her, but it actually just didn't work out very well because, yeah, I liked eating her food because she was a really good cook, but I wasn't able to produce what she was producing. But one of the things I do remember growing up is that my mum always used to take us to the market. And we would buy the freshest of meat, the best of the fish. Like as soon as the fisherman came in, she was there, almost, she was there. You could still see the fish was still breathing, still moving. So she bought the freshest of ingredients, and I noticed that she did not skimp on good vegetables and things like that. She was always very picky with her food. And fast forward to now, I find myself being that way. I find myself picking the freshest of foods, the best of the breads, and all the ingredients I need for cooking. So yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting because necessarily have a grounding in the kitchen in the sense that you weren't there to although you were the sous chef, you ran away, but you were still able to take in a lot of the groundwork that's required when, you know, you're cooking for yourself now as an adult and even as a, you know, as a mother yourself. And it's interesting to hear you talk about, you know, the freshness of ingredients and the fact that she took you with her. And I think sometimes we forget that children learn in so many different ways, and how they learn is also different. And your story about how you used to go to the market is quite remarkable because you were obviously not that interested in coming into the kitchen, but you picked up something there, it would seem.
Yes, I think that I picked up good food. So I understood that I liked eating my mom's food, and I understood that that came from having fresh food, fresh ingredients. And going, you know, now, I mean, later on, I ate food that didn't taste fresh, that didn't taste real, that didn't have the flavors, that didn't have the, they just didn't taste right. And I just put that down to not having proper ingredients to making proper food. So, I mean, yeah, even though I didn't really sit down and watch my mom cook, I tasted her food and I knew that that's the kind of food I wanted to be producing. And in order to produce that kind of food, you have to have fresh ingredients. And so that's what encouraged me to want to cook better and to want to cook with very good and fresh ingredients.
Yeah. And you know, people talk about how, you know, their mum's food is the best, and you know, they go, some people go around comparing everybody else's food to their mum's food. And before, I used to get a little bit wound up about that, but now I understand that actually it's just because that's the benchmark, isn't it? Their mother's food standards have become the benchmark for their taste buds, and they compare everything else most of the time anyway around that benchmark. So if you go to someone else's house and their food doesn't taste like the way that your mother cooks it, or maybe you can't spot the ingredient that she usually uses, you're probably be inclined to say,
yes. It doesn't quite taste the same. But it's actually not that it doesn't taste the same. It's just that this is the way that they made their food. But the common denominator is the freshness, isn't it? It's the taste.
That's right. I mean, I don't want to sound snobbish, but I think with my mum being a cook, actually she was more of a chef, because she owned her own restaurant. She also went and studied about culinary dishes. She went to I wouldn't call it cookery school, but she actually went to schoolhouses, special colleges to learn to cook. So she wasn't just, so not only was she passing on good food, she was also passing on how to source out good ingredients. She was also passing on how to prepare food properly. She was also passing on how to enjoy food, so it's not, and presentation, for me presentation is a big thing as well in cooking. So I had a very high, I mean, she set a very high benchmark, so I was eating from the best, and I also wanted to produce the best. So I've been very, very privileged to actually taste food from a chef of such standing as my mom.
Yeah. So now you have a wonderful legacy to live by. What are the kind of things that you're passing on to your children and the people that you have influence over when it comes to food? Because ultimately, we are celebrating mums today and the wonderful work they do on their children from a very young age. But what that then means is that we can pass those things on to people that we can influence. And if I was to say to you, what are the three things that you want to pass on to other people that you influence, what would you say those things are?
One is to enjoy cooking. It is, I mean, some people call it an art form, but for me, it's more an enjoyment, and also to allow people to enjoy it with you. So the first thing I would say, would be to enjoy cooking. The second thing I would say is to share your love of cooking, like I did. All my children like cooking, not all of them are good at cooking, I must say. I'd say two out of three of them are very good cooks. It's to share it, pass it on. And I think the third thing I would say is don't be afraid to experiment. And I experiment a lot with my cooking. And I think that's part of the beauty of cooking, just to explore the cooking and not just say, oh, because something is done in a traditional way, you've got to continue the same tradition. No, you can have the tradition, the traditional way, but add a little bit of your own element into the cooking, which is what I do on a regular basis as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So this Mother's Day, what are you going to be making for your mum? If you had the choice to make a meal for your mother, what would you make for her?
Well, I was thinking of making something like a fusion, like a duck, a l'orange, something like that, with lovely roasties. Apparently my roasties are very good, so but this duck a l'orange is going to be a first for me, but I'm looking forward to making that. If not that, then something to do with duck. I'll be looking forward to making something to do with duck and orange, because I think they make good combination, duck and orange.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me that you've put some thought into this, and I'm sure that your mum will really appreciate that. And not only that, she'll be very proud of you, because it's a very, very long way away from when she used to instruct you, and you used to just go back to your books. So now you're actually in the kitchen making something delightful. I'm sure she would love that. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show today, and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you, and to all the mothers out there.
Yeah, and all the mothers out there. Bye for now.
Bye.
Let me just say once again, thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for your shares, your subscription, and also your follows and your encouragements. It's all very much welcomed and very much appreciated. And also I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of our mums. The big little things that you do are enormous, and we can never thank you enough. We just hope that today you'll reflect on yourselves, and you'll get the chance to enjoy the company that you have, whether it be from children far away or children nearby. Have a wonderful time and keep doing what you do, because it helps us to be who we need to be. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Bye for now.